down then?
Absolutely. I was in Katherine just the other day and I drank the water. What we are doing is making sure that that water always remains safe to drink. So we wanted to be overly cautious. We know that September and October are high usage months and it goes essentially from 10 megalitres a day up to 15 megalitres a day. And we wanted to make sure that we got to no period in September, October where we thought, gee, I wish I put some water conservation measures in place. So this is us being overly cautious to make sure that water remains safe to drink in Katherine.
Does it have a tourism impact here, potentially, with all the negative publicity about PFAS?
This is something we have to manage, and it's something I worry about, but I think what would be worse is if we didn't do this and we got to a couple of days in September, October and suddenly we're on bottled water. The water is safe to drink in Katherine, and with our measures, the water will remain safe to drink in Katherine. And I think that's important. You want tourists coming to Katherine to be able to turn on the tap, have a cup of water, and we can do that.
With confidence?
With confidence, absolutely with confidence. I'm happy for next time I drink water on Katherine for it to be filmed. Well, but
Barry Coulter did it at Rangey Rain.
I can guarantee you, I was in Katherine the other day drinking the water and showering in it and cleaning my teeth in it. It's good water.
And you're not concerned of like a mass exodus of residents from Katherine and the town?
No.
You know, it's your inland port plan. Yes. Are you concerned about the future of that?
No, I'm not concerned. I believe that we are working well with the federal government. The Department of Defence, Minister for Defence, has obviously put that water treatment plant in as well. So I think we are being cautious. We are making those steps that are necessary to keep Katherine water safe, which I think is really important. We're not worried about Katherine because we are taking these steps. And when we look at the residential restrictions or the conservation policies we put in place, we're saying don't water your driveway and only water your garden every second day. So these aren't over the top. This is us just being cautious. Department of Defence has turned off their sprinklers. We've turned off our sprinklers. Local government's turned off their sprinklers. It's all about just making sure we keep that water demand down for the period of September and October where we water usage is high. It goes up to 15 megalitres a day, and it's all about the mix of river to bore. We're just keeping basically, we're being cautious and just making sure everything stays safe.
Okay.
Could Defence be working a little bit quicker to resolve this issue and doing things like blood tests and to alleviate, stress?
Well, so we do want access to that fund. So Katherine residents who want to be tested can be. I just think they should have that option because I think it'd be reassuring for them. So we are talking with them about that. I think providing the water treatment plant has been a really positive step from Defence for Katherine, and having that one megalitre a day treated is really important. So we want those tests, absolutely. But I think having just got that treatment